In our readings this evening, we get two beautiful narratives of God's call, and his vocation to people. In our first reading from the prophet Isaiah, this is when the Lord calls Isaiah to be a prophet, when he gives him his vocation, his mission. And in the gospel, this is when Peter decides to follow Jesus, to go all in with Jesus on his mission. In both cases, it's the Lord who makes the first move. With Isaiah, perhaps he'd been praying, perhaps not, it doesn't say, but the action really starts when the Lord reveals himself to Isaiah, when he gives him a vision of his glory. He writes, "I saw the Lord seated on a high and lofty throne, with the train of his garments filling the temple." He receives this powerful vision of the Lord's glory, a vision that changes him forever. Isaiah didn't do this. This was the Lord's action. Similarly with St. Peter. Peter is just there, minding his own business, you know, washing his nets. He had known Jesus a little bit before this, but he wasn't a committed follower of Jesus yet. He's there at the shore as a fisherman, not primarily going there to listen to Jesus. He's there at his work. But then Jesus gets into his boat. Jesus makes the first move. Jesus says that he wants Peter to accompany him as he preaches the word. Put out a short distance from the shore that I can preach to these people. And that's how it is in the spiritual life. The Lord's action is primary. We can do all that we can to try to move things and change them. We can try to set ourselves up to be more able to receive what God is giving to us, and that's good to do. But until the Lord acts, it will not have great effect. The first action is the Lord's. Then once he's done preaching, Jesus says to Peter, "Put out into deep water and lower your nets for a catch." This is an important moment for Peter. Jesus has taken the first step. He chose to get into Peter's boat, involving him in his ministry. But now Jesus asks Peter to respond in faith. He asks Peter to cooperate in what he's doing. He asked Peter to trust him, to trust the Lord's word over his own inclinations and instincts and plans. Even though I've been out all night long, put out into deep water and lower your nets for a catch. Do we trust the Lord? Do we trust him enough to listen to him, enough to follow his instructions? Do we believe that he really wants us to succeed? He wants us to be happy and fulfilled in life. Do we believe that his plan for us is a good plan, that he wills our good, that he's able to make a better plan for us than we could for ourselves? Peter believed that he had his life figured out. He'd inherited the family fishing business. He had the boat. He had the hired men, so he's at least moderately successful at it. That was his life. That was his business, his job, and he kind of had that figured out. But Jesus had other plans for him. Despite all the hardships and sufferings that come with the adventure of following Jesus, despite the pains of still living in a world marred by evil and sin, it is still worth it to follow Jesus. Do we believe that? Peter believed it. He had faith. Even though he'd been out all night long, he said, "Lord, at your word, I will lower the nets." Follows Jesus' word. And the results far surpass his expectations. They far surpass the success that he'd been having on his own. You know, he'd had a bad night. He hadn't caught any fish. But even on a good day, they would catch some fish, but not nearly this many. The nets are tearing. Both boats are in danger of sinking. That's what they get by following the words of Jesus. Peter trusted Jesus' plan, and the results were dramatic. And so Peter decides to leave everything, his boat, his nets, his business, his whole way of life, and follow Jesus. And this isn't just about catching a lot of fish. This is about his whole life and about what is most valuable, about what most fulfills him in life. And we hear years later from Peter in his epistles. We hear about how it's gone for him, what life has been like as a follower of Jesus, how that decision has turned out. In 1 Peter, He writes, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. By his great mercy, we have been born anew to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and to an inheritance which is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you." He says that the gift of faith is more precious than the passing splendor of fire-tried gold, more precious than gold. He says that in Christ, even now, despite our difficulties and sufferings, we rejoice with inexpressible joy touched with glory. Inexpressible joy touched with glory, an imperishable inheritance more precious than gold or earthly possessions. Peter has indeed experienced that Jesus' plans for him were far better than his own plans for himself were. The Lord's mission for him has become the most precious thing in Peter's life. What about us? Do we trust God? Are we willing to follow Jesus wherever he may lead us? Do we trust that his plans for us are better than our own plans? Are we willing to write God a blank check? Might not be willing to write Father Kevin a blank check, but we should be willing to write God a blank check. This was something that I had to struggle with in my own life, in my vocation. When I was in high school, the Lord was doing a lot in my life. He was revealing his love to me, but I also sensed that he was calling me to put out into the deep, to trust him and follow him wherever he would lead. This was exciting, but also rather terrifying. I was worried about what the Lord might ask me to do. I knew that I should say to God something like, "Lord, I'll do whatever you ask for me. Whatever you ask of me to do, I'll do it." But I was too afraid to make that prayer. If I said that, God could ask me to do anything. You know, God only knows what. Maybe he wanted me to go to Siberia and be a monk in some cold stone monastery, sleeping on wooden boards, fasting 5 days a week, not talking at all. Who knows? That was a scary thing. Or maybe, just maybe, he wanted me to become a priest. I might have to get up in front of hundreds of people and actually talk. Terrifying thing. I was very scared of that. So I had to slowly learn to trust Jesus more. I had to learn to trust that his plans for me, for my life, whatever they were better than any plans that I could make for myself. So eventually, through a lot of prayer, I was able to say, "Yes, Lord, I'll follow you wherever you lead." And he led me into the priesthood, and it's been amazing. It's been a tremendous joy. It's been the greatest blessing of my life. The Lord's plan for me is so much better than any plan that I could make for myself. And St. Paul said this too. He had his plans, his goals in life. And after his conversion, he said that all that he once pursued, he considers as so much rubbish compared to the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus the Lord. But what if, you might say, well, that all sounds foreign to me. What if you don't find great worth in knowing Jesus Christ? What if it's, you know, decent, but nothing like what St. Paul and St. Peter are talking about? That's something that we can't just make up for ourselves. This is something that must be given to us. As I said, the Lord has to make the first move. So if you haven't had deep joy in your relationship with Jesus, if you haven't known the wonder and the awe and love of God's presence, something like what Isaiah is talking about in the first reading, if you don't have that, that's something to ask the Lord for. Experiencing the Lord's majesty and love and goodness, it's an important foundation for the spiritual life. So ask the Lord for that. But he's not going to give that to you if you're not open to it, because he doesn't come to us against our will. So if we want to receive his love powerfully, we need to ask with courage. Jesus asked Peter to trust him, to put out into the deep and lower his nets for a catch. And the results were far more than Peter could have imagined. How is the Lord calling you and I to trust him? Where in your life is he asking you to put out into the deep? What mission is he entrusting to you? What plans is he offering you for your life? Whatever it is, let's listen to Jesus' words. Do not be afraid. The Lord's plans for our life are better than any plans that we could make for ourselves. He knows us better. He created us. He knows our nature. He knows what will fulfill us. And he intends to give that to us. His plans are better than our plans. Lord, give us greater faith. Help us to respond with trust, confident that your plans for us are the best.